This is Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Joy Powers. Soon after the first of the year, Tony Evers will be sworn in as the next governor of Wisconsin. But Evers is not the only new leader in the Great Lakes region. Illinois will soon have a new governor, as will Michigan.
And that extends across the border as well. The Canadian province of Quebec has a new premier, François Legault, who took office about 6 weeks ago. All of this means that it is a new set of leaders who will tackle issues like environmental concerns and trade in the years to come. Plenty of countries have official representatives to the Midwest, but Quebec is the only Canadian province with an office in the region. It's led by Jean-François Hould, who was in Milwaukee recently and visited with us in the studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mitch, for having me.
I think most people might have an idea that international governments have representatives in cities outside national capitals, things like consulates versus embassies. But what's the importance for provinces such as Quebec to do the same thing?
I think, first, Quebec is the first, the only French nation in North America. Quebec has a very special way of governing itself on the world stage. For more than 50 years, Quebec has been engaging directly with partners in the Midwest on topics that fall under its provincial jurisdiction, which are economy, culture, environment, education. So we are provincial governments, for sure. So we do not offer consular services, but we work closely with our colleagues at the Canadian Consulate in our territory. Our work is targeted to state and local entities. We have 30 offices around the world. I think at the subnational level, there's no other state or province who is that engaged. We have 9 offices in the United States. That shows the importance of United States for Quebec, and I have the privilege to represent Quebec in the Midwest region.
Well, and so what does your day-to-day job involve?
And we help, like, Quebec companies who are exporting in the United States. Part of the office is also attracting investment. I would say that we work mainly on automotive, aerospace, everything that involves paper products, aluminum, of course. I think we're going to talk a little bit about it later. Agri-food, another big thing. We have amazing cheese in Wisconsin. We have also amazing products here in Quebec. In fact, if you have a good chance to find cookies from Quebec like on the shelf of your stores here in Wisconsin. We are working also on constructions. We had like some tariffs on softwood lumber a couple of years ago, and we worked like, on that as well. Part of the work is also advocating for environment. We work closely on environment, maritime transportation, culture as well, and we work also on education affairs.
Well, and we'll talk about some of those things in the next few minutes, although I kind of want to ask what cookies I should be looking for.
Oh, there's the luckiest cookies like around here. Like, and you will find also some Quebec beers on your shelves, like Unibrew.
So, as you say, you don't have consular responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Are there areas in which, the priorities of the Canadian government at large differ from Quebec's objectives, or
I said that our priorities are pretty well aligned. We work closely. We have like 4 consulates on our territories, and we work closely with those consulates. We have a great collaboration, and especially in the NAFTA USMCA conversation, we coordinate our efforts targeting officials, chambers of commerce. We did a lot of events together. We team up to promote Quebec artists sometimes, cultural activities. So there's a great collaboration. But the main goal for us is to make sure that the Quebec voice is heard and to make sure also that we can engage at the state-to-province level and build that relationship. That is, Quebec depends a lot on trade. It's a very important file for us. It's important to develop trade with the United States. It's our closest partner, our friends, our ally, as we say all the time. And I think it's really important to keep going with on that fight. The other thing is like there's a there's a French language thing, as I can hear with my accent. We promote French education also. We work closely with the French consulate also on that topic. We have a couple of events with the French alliances.
I was going to ask the Alliance Française.
Yes, we work with the Alliance Française all around the Midwest, helping promoting and cross-promoting their artists and our artists to make sure that people can learn that beautiful language.
Well, and speaking specifically about the Midwest, can you go into a little more detail about the specific kinds of people or companies or entities that you work with most often and how you engage with them?
We help mostly like the small and medium companies in Quebec. There's like big companies who have a strong presence, especially like in Wisconsin. We can think about BMO. It's a Quebec-based company. CN is a Quebec-based company. It's another big employer in the Midwest. Saputo, Agropur. So we like the cheese of Wisconsin, but Quebec-owned companies are producing good Wisconsin cheese as well. So we have like this, we work close mostly with the smaller companies who want to figure out what's the market, how to. And we also work with sometimes other companies who are interested in investing in Quebec. So it's a two-way street for us, looking at building this relationship. And a relationship that is already strong, I would say, Mitch, because $1.1 billion of trade, bilateral trade already exists between Wisconsin and Quebec. And there's more than 16,000 jobs were created in Wisconsin by Quebec-based companies.
And it's interesting to hear you mention it because I think most people, it doesn't even dawn on them that two big brand names that they see quite a lot of in this city, BMO and CN, are obviously both Canadian companies.
Exactly. And also how we supply companies on both sides. Like Quebec companies are suppliers for major retail banners in Wisconsin, such as Menards. So there is, we don't see where the products are from all the time, but there's more ties that we think.
Well, and of course, trade and tariffs in particular are negotiated between federal governments. Mm-hmm. With that said, I imagine trade policy affects your work quite a lot.
It did. In fact, for the last year, my team and I, as I was saying, worked closely with the consulates advocating for a new trade agreement between the two provinces. But one of the biggest things were targeted on tariffs recently was like softwood lumber, which is like a big thing that we export, and also everything that's linked to paper products. And the biggest thing that we export, one of the biggest things that we export in the United States is aluminum. 60% of the importation of aluminum in the United States are from Quebec, in fact. So, and most of the Canadian smelters are based in Quebec. So those tariffs have a clear impact, and it's not only us who are seeing it. Like the U.S. Chamber was very vocal on it. I read an article recently saying that there's more than $2 billion impacts from the tariffs and the trade wars in Wisconsin economy. It's not a Quebec guy from with a French accent who's saying it. It's like real people from the United States who are targeting it. And companies like Front Manufacturing here, Harley-Davidson, and Milwaukee were very vocal about it. Volrat also in Sheboygan. And been also very vocal about it. So I think people really realize it has an impact on Wisconsin's business. And bottom line, it has an impact on the consumers. The tariffs that we saw on softwood lumber raised the price. I was talking with the American Home Association, Builders Association, and they were telling me that the impact is up to $7,000 of a house. It's money that people cannot invest on other things as furniture and moving in their new home. So I think there's an impact for us. We don't like to see that. We hope that with the agreement that we reach, the tariff will be lifted. I think it's important. We are the third largest economy in the world, the Great Lakes region and the two provinces. I think we have a great opportunity to move forward together, put that trade war and those tariffs behind us and move forward and grow our economy in a win-win deal.
Well, and it sounds to me, not to put words into your mouth, but that you would think that there's some misunderstanding about who a trade war most affects.
I think it affects everybody, and basically it affects the consumers. I think that's, for me, it's clear, and I see the Great Lakes region as a corner, a crossroad, I will say, of many trade deals. Canada signed a deal with CETA recently, with the European Union called CETA. We have another trade deal with the Asian countries. We have the USMCA. We can think regionally as a great hub to develop and grow our economy together and engage in a very positive trade relationship.
You mentioned briefly before goals as far as the environment goes, yep. And Quebec and Wisconsin are both parts of the Great Lakes Compact.
Yep.
What are Quebec's priorities with respect to the Great Lakes as far as environment goes?
I was highlighting that the main purpose of our office is working on trade and the economic development. But I think for all Quebecers, we have to conjugate that development with the environment. We have to find a way, and I think the Great Lakes and the St. Lawrence is a perfect way to develop that kind of model. I'm a commissioner for Quebec on the Great Lakes Commission. We work closely on Wisconsin on issues like invasive species, ballast water, make sure that we make the maritime system more competitive, but also more environmental friendly. We work closely with the maritime entity of the governors and premiers. The premiers and the governor gave themselves a strategic plan in the Great Lakes to increase the traffic, maritime traffic, and the economic growth of the region. And Quebec and Wisconsin are co-chair of the committee as well. So we work together on growing the environment, but also developing the maritime system. And hopefully we'll have like the next meeting of the governors and premiers in Milwaukee in June 2019.
Well, and I know from having interviewed people about the maritime system and the maritime traffic on through the St. Lawrence Seaway and through the Great Lakes, that there's some feeling that the St. Lawrence Seaway never quite developed to the degree as far as shipping goes that it might have. Is that a priority that you're looking at?
It is one of the main priority that we have. I think in the region there's a lot of untapped potential that we have to explore. We are working closely with Wisconsin to see how we can connect our ports, work together to make sure that some problems that we're facing through pillage, ballast water, as I was saying, are cleaned out. We work also with the other states advocating for a new SULAC. That was another that was working. A lot of things are like crossing through all the steel, in fact, like for the manufacturing of the cars here in the Midwest, like goes through that lock. It's really important for Quebec as well. We have some chips like Fentanyl who are going through that lock on a regular basis, going all the way to Duluth. So I think there's a lot of things that has to be done. But again, I think through the compact, through the governors and premiers association, through also the Great Lakes Commission, there's a way that we can talk together on a multilateral level and make sure that everybody's engaging and looking in the same direction. It's the most important thing. But, Mitch, I will say we are committed partners. We developed our own maritime plan in Quebec a couple of years ago. We were a part of the discussion when we created this strategic plan for the Great Lakes with the other states. And our new premier Legault, which was elected last October, wrote a book a couple of years ago about the maritime plan, and I think he is really committed to developing the St. Lawrence. And growing the economy of the St. Lawrence is just good for the Great Lakes region.
I know you worked particularly in the area of cultural affairs when you were posted in New York. What can you tell us about how the culture of Quebec is represented or exported to the Midwest?
You were talking about the French Alliance, the Alliance Française. I think we have a very great relationship. In fact, yesterday night, we had an amazing night with beer from Quebec and cheese from Wisconsin celebrating like the great friendship between the province and the state. We have, on a regular basis, artists, singers who are coming in Milwaukee, and we work closely with the Alliance. We work also closely with University of Wisconsin here in Milwaukee. They have every February a film festival. We always have at least one Quebec movie during the film festival. It's free. So it's always a good way to have a look at it. We're going to have, I know it's not in Milwaukee, maybe eventually in Chicago, Cirque du Soleil is coming. Cirque Loise is coming next spring. the month of March, we're always coming back in Milwaukee with a strong proclamation for Le Mois de la Francophonie.
Yeah. Well, Jean-François Hould, merci beaucoup.
It's my pleasure. Merci beaucoup.
Jean-François Hould is the Quebec government representative to the Midwest. He is based in Chicago but was in Milwaukee on business last week, and we spoke with him then.
Je vais pas finir mes jours à Tombouctou. La peau tirée par des machines à clous. Moi, je veux être frippé.